Cats Teach Freedom by How They Live. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. Cats Teach Freedom by How They Live. How do cats live? Cats live as an absolutely 100% independent creature. They move as they wish. They are in people's houses as they wish. They are out in the world as they wish. They can come and go pretty much as they wish. And they teach freedom by how they live. Could we live like a cat? Could we live in such a freedom? Could we be so independent? We are, to a degree. We go to people and we say, gee, you're a fine-looking person, and we feel good in saying that, and then we walk away and we go about our life. And perhaps we'll never see that person again, or we'll see them often, but whatever happens, we are independent, we are free. A cat will come up to you and allow you to pet it. A cat will come up to you and will rub itself against you. A cat will be in your life by its choice whenever it chooses for whatever purpose it has in its mind. And we don't always know what that purpose is. But for sure, we know cats are free beings. They are beings who choose their own pattern of life and live it very beautifully. How can we learn anything from a cat? How can we learn from a cat how we can be more expressive, how we can be more independent, how we can be ourselves? Hey, there's the measure. There's the measure. How can we learn how to be ourselves? How can we be the wonderful person that we are within ourselves? A cat comes up to you and a cat will snuggle you. A cat will caress you. A cat will caress another cat. A cat will tell you that you're a fine person and then 2 seconds later disappear. And you think to yourself, what a fickle cat. What a fickle cat. 1 minute giving me all that attention and the next minute I don't even exist. Well, this is what freedom is all about. Freedom is non-possession. And cats show non-possession so beautifully. Now, you say when they have a snuggle with other cats and when they have their companion, even though they're spayed and they will not have kittens, they still show this respect and love to each other, and they are very snuggly beings, and they snuggle together as cats. And yet, they play with each other. They will pat each other, and they will chase each other, and they will play games with each other, and yet they will not be possessed. They are totally independent. Cats do not mourn when a person is gone. Cats do not feel sorry for life's changes as it happens. Oh, cats like to have certain stability. They like to have certain continuity. They certainly like to have certain expectations to be fulfilled that they can fulfill. And how do they fulfill them? They fulfill them with a wonderful sense of freedom. They fulfill them with the ability to just do whatever it is that makes them happy and do it making other people in the same way happy too. The owner of a cat loves a cat, desires a cat to have everything that could be had. Cats are regal. They're known in the Pharaoh's courts. They're known in all the king's courts. They're known as special beings. And yet, what do? They go around and catch mice. What do? They go around and act like predators. Oh, we say the big cats, the lions, the tigers, leopards, and all of those wonderful creatures, they're cats too. And really, they're just as loving cats as the cat you have in the house, the cat that I have in the house. For the cat that I have in the house, if it were a giant leopard, I would expect it to go looking for food and things like that. And the cat that I have in the house is a small cat, and it goes looking for small animals. It chases away the squirrels. It chases away the ground kangaroo rats. It chases away all things that make it feel very uncomfortable. Now, how does it do that? It's that its nature is to be always king of the beasts. It is the master of all creatures. The cat always sits supreme. It's up on top of the shelf, looking at everything that's going on, seeing everything that's going on. It's always the master cat. It's always the cat that knows exactly what's going on, and it follows its own direction, its own program, its own freedom. Oh, true, you put out the cat's food at certain times during the day, and the cat will become habituated to that pattern of eating at that time, and will come and usually appear around that time, and the cat will go and check its bowl. The cat will not be ravenous and devour the bowl, vroom, 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 but the cat will check it over. And little by little, they eat their food very cautiously and very carefully. They check their food very carefully, that everything about their food is going to be good for them. Everything about their food is going to be delightful for them. Everything about their food is going to be wonderful for them. Now, can you do that? Can I do that? Can I have the same mannerism of a cat and check my food over very carefully? Some people do that, and we call them picky-picky. And perhaps they're very wise. Perhaps they're more proper than we know. Perhaps they're like the cat, checking over the food and making sure that it's exactly what they want. And if there's any little parcel, any little piece of that food that is not what they want, they'll flick it aside. And many times you go by a cat bowl and there's more food off the bowl than in the bowl because the cat has been checking over the food very carefully to make sure it's exactly what it wants to eat. It has the freedom to do this. We do not get upset with our cats because they do that, because we know that's their nature. We do not get upset with cats because they are sort of picky about how they do things, because that's their nature. Another thing that cats and animals do very nicely is they do not mess up their own house. They do not do their duty in their house. They do it outside. They do it away from their house. They keep their house clean as possible. They're always cleaning their nest. They're always cleaning their body. A cat will be licking itself. A cat, you touch his fur, and it's just glorious. It's just wonderful. A dog's fur is glorious, too, when it has a chance to just fluff itself and shake itself and run around. But a cat spends time taking care of itself, licking its fur, making sure that all of its fur is just beautiful, that it's clean as a whistle, that anything that would get onto its body, anything that might betray its presence to some predator, it's not there. It keeps itself very, very clean and very, very nice. Now, we can do that too. We can learn much from the freedom of the cat. They teach it very beautifully. They teach it by how they live. They teach it by the things they do. They teach it by their respect for themselves. Cats have a tremendous respect for themselves. Oh, perhaps all other animals do too, and perhaps we do too. But cats show it more diligently. They show it by the manner in which they carry themselves. They're always stately. They're always looking like they are the king of the lot, the prince of the lot, the queen of Sheba. The cat is always noble and very glorious. We have a lot to learn from that. We can be noble and very glorious just by the way we carry ourselves. We can be careful about our food just like the cats are. We can take care of our body and make sure that our skin is always glorious, make sure that our coat is always wonderful. How interesting it is, Cats, generally speaking, do not like to get into the water. They do not like to get into water. What is the reason for that? The reason for that is the oils of the cat's body, the mannerism of the cat's coat is so that oil is sometimes lost when it goes into the water. And it has learned this over a season and has learned not to go in the water any more often than it has to. And when it washes its face, it washes itself with such a tenderness and such a gentleness that it's not the water, but it's the saliva, that it's the cat's own ability to give himself a bath in a most beautiful, glorious way. We have so much to learn from cats. Cats teach well. Cats don't care if you're looking or you're watching. They go about their toilet, they go about their bath, they go about who they are, and they are very significant in who they are, because a cat loves itself. Can we love ourselves with an equal amount of fervor and such an equal amount of love and concern? Can we be so dedicated to ourselves as a cat is? Truly, if we were, we would find our world a more glorious place than we could ever imagine. Because when we learn to love ourselves, when we learn to truly recognize that we are wonderful, that we are magnificent, as the cat does, as we learn to recognize that, we find that our life is filled with marvelous and wonderful things that we ignored or overlooked before because we were too busy with our possessions, too busy with our going around trying to make people like us and trying to like people we don't really like. A cat does whatever it pleases, and it does it beautifully and nobly. You don't feel that you're bereft of a cat because a cat comes up and rubs against you and then goes away and does his own thing. He doesn't wait for you to pet him. He doesn't wait for you to stroke him. Oh, there are times that he likes to be stroked by you. There are times. And when he's done, off he goes. Out into the world he goes. Would we do such a glorious thing? We would be unpossessed. We would be free. We'd be the free spirits that the cats are. And truly we are the free spirits that the cats are. It's just that we have to let it out. We have to let go of all of the feeling that the world owes us anything. And we just go out and give the world our love as a cat does. And everyone loves a cat because a cat is free and a cat allows no possession in its life. Even though it may allow you to think it is your cat, you are his possession, not he yours. And he doesn't care about you except to go over and say hi, and then bye. A cat is a free spirit. We have much to learn and much to delight in and much to enjoy in being the free spirit, just like the cat is, because the cat knows what it's doing. And we know what we're doing, too. Today, like the cat says to itself, I like me, say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. Say, I love me, I love me, I love me. Say, I like you, I like you, I like you. Say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And like the cat, you have that free spirit to be yourself and have fun, uninhibited, unpossessed. Free. Delight in that with me today.